still adjusting to their newfound freedom. Joshua Boyle, his wife Caitlin Coleman, and their three children have arrived back at their home in Canada. 5 years in captivity ended in a firefight between Pakistani forces and their Haqqani network captors. Pakistan's foreign ministry says the rescue raid was based on a tip from US intelligence. The US has previously accused Pakistan officials of ignoring groups like Haqqani. Spokesman for the Pakistan Army, Major General Asif Ghafoor, praised his forces.
We feel happy that there is a level of trust and confidence which the US leadership has shown in Pakistan and Pakistan's security forces.
Mr. Boyle and Ms. Coleman were kidnapped while backpacking through Afghanistan. Ms. Coleman was several months pregnant when they were abducted, ultimately giving birth to four children. Reading a statement after arriving at Toronto Airport, Mr. Boyle claimed the extremists killed their newborn daughter and raped his wife during the time they were held. A US military official says a military hostage team had flown to Pakistan on Wednesday, prepared to fly the family out. However, soon after completing preliminary health assessments on the group as they walked towards the plane, Mr. Boyle refused to get on board. Mr. Boyle's father says his son didn't want to get on the plane because it was headed to Bagram Air Base and the family wanted to return directly to North America. Another official stated Mr. Boyle was nervous about being in custody given his family ties, having previously been married to the sister of former Guantanamo Bay detainee Omar Khadr. Speaking soon after receiving news of the family's release, US President Donald Trump thanked Pakistan for their help.
The Pakistani government's cooperation is a sign that it is honoring America's wish that it do more to provide security in the region. And I want to thank the Pakistani government. I want to thank Pakistan. They worked very hard on this, and I believe they're starting to respect the United States again.
Mr. Boyle and Ms. Coleman's children are now trying to get used to life in Canada. Their father says simple things like going to the bathroom are unfamiliar to them, having been born into captivity. He says his focus now is on his family's welfare.
Obviously, it will be of incredible importance to my family that we are able to build a secure sanctuary for our three surviving children, to call a home, to focus on edification, and to try to regain some portion of the childhood that they have lost.